During a visit to my local bookstore a couple weeks ago, a bookseller ushered me over to the nonfiction table and grabbed a copy of Between Two Kingdoms by Suleika Jawad. A Memoir of a Life Interrupted was the subtitle. On the cover, a photo of the author and her terrier, Oscar, atop a goldenrod-colored Volkswagen bus. I don't know, I thought. But Anne, the bookseller, was insistent. It's more than a medical memoir, she said, more than a book about surviving cancer. Then she turned to a map that spanned the first couple pages of the book. It showed a road trip route across the United States, and it was dotted with people's names. Catherine, Max, Natasha, little GQ. This memoir chronicles the author's harrowing battle with leukemia, which, spoiler alert, she survives. But Anne was right. It's so much more. When Jawad gets a tentative all-clear after nearly 4 years of chemotherapy and a life-saving bone marrow transplant, she takes off on a journey to meet and thank some of the strangers who had written to her during her years in the hospital. She visits a psychic in Detroit, survivalists in Montana, a death row inmate in Texas. She calls it her 100-day project. Along the way, she describes not only the scenery, but her personal struggle to re-enter the world of the living. Between Two Kingdoms is both heartbreaking and inspiring, and ultimately a celebration of humanity. I closed the cover with a satisfied sigh and a renewed focus on living life to the fullest, just like Anne said. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.